Johnny Mathis, Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Continuous Christmas music here through Christmas Day, presented exclusively by First Bank of Alabama. David McCurley. I'm not David McCurley. I'm Michael Brandon. David McCurley is in studio, though, with me this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Michael Brandon.
The long walk down the hall has caused me to wonder, what do you think about from studio to studio when you go from country to this?
To Christmas?
To Christmas.
Well, you know, to me personally, I love Christmas music. My favorite Christmas is The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
But I really enjoy it. I think it's a time of the year when really music, I mean, let's face it, music gets you in the mood no matter whether it's Christmas music, country music, pop, rock and roll. You're listening to music every day of your life at mm-hmm. some point in time.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Whether you realize it or not.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. So it is Christmas time. Christmas is on Sunday. What people consider the worst holiday gifts? There's a list in a new study that has come out, and I think you'd be surprised about what's on this list. It's actually quite interesting.
I can add one to it.
We'll break it down. I can't wait. It's coming up here in a few minutes on Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station.
Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song on Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. Michael Brennan.
Hey, David. Great job. You can...
We'll take your job.
You could take my job any day, man. That's fantastic. We should switch.
Would really mess with some people's minds, wouldn't it?
It would. You know, Jimmy Fallon and... Jimmy Kimmel did that not too long ago, and it was hilarious. Those audience members were like, what is going on?
What is going on?
You know, but the only thing they've got going for them, though, is they've got the same name, so it would be a little tough with McCurley. It could be McCurley and Michael, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit more similar than...
They've got the millions backing it, too, to say
true.
It's okay.
That is very true. Can you imagine the legalities that went through that? Like, the hoops you have to jump through, all the corporate mumbo-jumbo. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Yeah, there's your favorite song, Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. It is a great one. It's just so soothing, and it really embodies, I think, the entire holiday season, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Doesn't matter whether you're 2 or 92.
That's true. That's very true. You sang that one time in church, you said, yeah?
Yeah, and then they asked me not to come back.
I'm sure that's why, yeah. So they say that, you know, it's a thought that counts when it comes to gift giving, but some holiday presents definitely more appreciated than others. We've all gotten presents that we don't love before, but new research has revealed what people think about the worst gift ideas. So in a survey of more than 6,000 people from the United States, the UK, Spain, and Germany has found that while opinions on what makes bad presents vary, there are some shared ideas about the worst holiday gifts. So topping the list is defective discount items. That's pretty bad. Defective discount items.
Yeah, those are the ones that you give your family members that you don't like.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Or like a dirty Santa gift, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So fruitcake is also on this list.
Yeah.
What do you think about fruitcake?
That was one of the worst.
I cannot stand fruitcake.
Me either. And that was one of the worst I ever got.
Yeah, fruitcake is now, let me take this back for just a second. I don't like the fruitcake that you buy in the store that's packaged and like... shrink wrapped together, you know what I mean?
Like in a
vacuumed, yeah. But my Aunt Lizzie makes an amazing fruitcake. It's homemade. It tastes nothing like that awful stuff that you buy at the store. And honestly, I wouldn't even know that it's fruitcake if she didn't tell me. It tastes amazing. So anyway, that's on the list. Weight loss items is also on the list up at the top.
That's insulting.
It is insulting, right? I would think so. Political gifts. Out of style clothing, cheap chocolates. You got to have those good ones, right? Of course, I don't.
There's nothing like getting a pair of bell bottoms. I mean,
I know, right?
I mean, come on now.
And some platform shoes.
And some platform
shoes.
That's
what you need, right?
I mean, you go back to Saturday Night Live.
Christmas ties. I'm not going to be wearing a Christmas tie. A weight scale, which also I think goes into weight loss items. Knock off luxury items and gym memberships. So out of all of those, there were a few weight and health related mm-hmm. ones in there. But yeah, I would never get any of those things that were just listed in that for anybody.
Somebody gave me a gag gift one time. It was a scale. And when you stepped on it, it said, continue on the next scale. I mean, really. I mean, it was
okay, that's funny.
It's a dirty sound, but
that is funny.
I will tell you real quick, one of the worst presents I ever got. Two of my buddies conjured this with my mom.
Okay.
They had me an Alabama Criminal Tide sweatshirt.
Criminal Tide?
Criminal Tide. and, of course, they came over on Christmas Day, right, and my mom was in cahoots with this, and she gave it to me while they were there. I opened it up. I was not happy. I said, I need two of these. And they said, why you need two? I said, so I can use the bathroom on one and wipe with the other.
We'll leave it at that. Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. Burl Ives, Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. Back in studio with me, David McCurley. David, you are, I think you had told me at one point that you wait till the last minute to buy your gifts. Did you tell me that one time or no?
Well, not to the last minute, but I'm usually...
You're later in the game.
Later, yeah.
You're not buying gifts in August.
I'm not a planner.
Yeah. Okay, so most people love searching for the best holiday gift for their loved ones. We'll tell you what some new research says about this. I want to see if you can relate to some of this here coming up in a few minutes. Plus, the generation that's the most generous when it comes to holiday tipping, like for service industries, what generation do you think is the most generous when it comes to tipping people?
Answer that now.
Yeah, you can.
I think the elderly.
Okay, we'll tell you what it says coming up here in just a few minutes here on Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. Mannheim Steamroller, Mix 106.5, The Christmas Station. Continuous holiday favorites live here through Christmas Day, presented exclusively by First Bank of Alabama. Michael, David, just about everyone enjoys receiving presents, right? But new research shows that a lot of people also enjoy shopping for others, so much so that half of Americans think it will be harder than ever to find the perfect present for those on their nice list this year, the little time that you have left. And so according to a new poll, about 2,000 adults, it turns out that most folks enjoy the search, 65% comparing it to hunting for a treasure. Now, I don't know if a treasure would be necessarily the way I would put it, but knowing that there's intent on what you're getting, that's got to make me feel gratifying, right?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, I've told you before, I'm not one of these that'll go out and buy Christmas gifts in August, okay? But what I have done over the period of years, especially with my boys and with different people, is I try to find that gift that's original, something that they absolutely have no idea that they're going to get.
Yeah. A surprise in some cases.
And they can ask for, a shirt or a bottle of cologne, whatever, and you get that. But I try to do something from the original.
That makes sense. So it turns out that most people say that they are okay with spending an average of 3 weeks looking for a gift before pulling the trigger.
Oh, no. Not that long.
No?
Now, if it's something original, I'll tell you what I did for someone last year. I actually took some very good photographs of their son and had them,
people love that.
That took a couple of weeks to get that done. But other than that, if I'm going into a store to buy something for somebody, I don't look for 3 weeks. I go in, get it, and get out.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So shifting totally different here. One of the nice gifts that people get during the holidays when it comes to the service industry are tips, right? Mm-hmm. So like if you're at a restaurant or something that is in the service industry. Well, obviously inflation has put a strain on the budgets of millions of Americans this year, but many still obviously have been planning and are giving to people in a way where they can tip them on their final bill. I asked you this earlier. You said you think the elderly is the most generous. Is that what you said? You want to stick with that?
Yeah.
Millennials have come out on top as the most generous holiday tippers at 62%. And behind that, Gen Z and Gen X are the top generations that tip. The elderly and the boomers are not even on the list.
Can you believe that? Well, and I've seen that. I've seen examples of that. Let me give you a quick example. When everybody thinks about tips, they think about restaurants, of course.
Sure.
Can I give you one that never gets thought of?
What's that?
Your hairdresser.
Bingo. Yesterday, I got my hair cut. and I tipped her well over more than half of what I pay for my haircut because it's a service.
Well, and it's not only a service, but I think about my barber. I call him Barber. Barber DeVille is what I call Ronnie Forbes. Great guy. I will tell you this. They stand on their feet.
Yeah, all
from
day.
From 9 until about 6, 6:30 at night, because you know people are going to kill them right before Christmas to get that Christmas haircut.
Yes.
And, you know, they deserve it. Now, don't get me wrong. Waiters, waitresses, yes, they work hard. I've worked with the public in that aspect, and I understand it. But those people, those hairdressers deserve a tip as well.
Well, the industry workers like restaurant staff, as that is obvious, I think, in some cases. But bartenders, baristas, hairstylists, and even those like landscapers and gardeners and, you know, snow removal techs, back, you know, up in the north, and outdoor service workers, those are all people. And also what's interesting to, enough for me is trash and recycling collectors as well. I mean, think about what they do all the time.
I'm going to give you one more that I bet you've never tipped.
What's that?
Person that fixes your car. Your automotive technician.
Mechanic, yeah.
If you need your vehicle and they get it out quick for you.
True.
And they do a great job, they deserve a tip.
That's a great point. Where, how else are you going to get around?
That's right.
That's a great point. David McCurley, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your lovely wife. And let me tell you something. This first Christmas with those twins, enjoy every minute of it.
I surely will. I appreciate that. And I hope you do the same. As you celebrate Christmas and the holidays and into the new year, it's going to be fantastic. More of your favorite Christmas music next.